Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, in our previous sessions, we have been discussing about parents as educators. And you said in order to be an educator, parents themselves need to have a set of skills. They need to have some kind of knowledge. And we said that constantly in certain sessions. Now I want to ask you one by one, what kind of knowledge parents need to have?
As I said, that we mentioned in the beginning, that education has six elements.
Yeah.
So the six elements that are involved have to be known. And I said the educator, the parent should know the starting point, the ending point
yeah.
of a child. Where
yeah.
does he want him or her to go? And I said that the starting point is a clean slate.
Yeah.
And the end point is infinite. So I want to prepare my child for achieving, for excelling in becoming close to God Almighty.
Yeah.
I have to understand and know the child from the stage of the he or she comes into the womb till at least those that time where she or he becomes himself responsible
puberty, Islamic puberty. Okay.
So the various emotional, mental, emotional, physical aspects of the child have to be known. To some extent, not to, as a professional would have to know, but at least as a parent should understand the various aspects and the how a child would behave at a certain age. For example, his physical development, how it should be taking place, his emotional and mental skills. What things should be taught at what stage of life?
Yeah.
So, grossly speaking, we should have an understanding of these things.
Yeah.
Then we also should know the various, so these are the three elements.
Okay.
The fourth element was, first element is the starting point, end point, the person who is being trained and educated,
mm-hmm.
you should know about him or her.
Mm-hmm.
That's three. Number four, the learning, the changes which are taking place
mm-hmm.
within the human being and how they are to be brought about. Changes in knowledge, changes in attitude, changes in the skills which are inside the human being.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to know what are those changes and how can they be brought about? What are the learning strategies and teaching learnings and techniques
yeah.
that I can teach, which I have to know to be able to bring about those changes?
Yeah.
So these are again two elements.
All right.
That's one is the categories of things which are changing within him.
Okay.
Beneath the skin, below the surface.
Okay.
If you remember, I gave you the
yeah,
example
yeah.
of the iceberg.
True.
So the changes which are coming about within the beneath the surface, under the skin, and how those changes are to be brought about, changes in knowledge, in mental skills, in emotional things and yeah. physical skills. Learning environment.
Yeah.
In which environment I'm going to put him? What is the learning environment where I have to take him through?
Yeah.
The environment, learning environment is the home. I have to manage the learning at home. I have to manage the learning in school also and
yes.
take care of it from at least as a watchful parent who may not be getting involved directly in the formal learning process, but
yeah.
would have to be able to monitor it.
Monitor everything.
And also what is happening in society
yeah.
outside. I should know what's happening. What are the challenges in society coming?
Well, yeah. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Nakawi with us and we're discussing how parents can act as educators and what kind of knowledge parents need to be having. Professor Nakawi, you said that there are elements of education that parents need to be knowing about, where to start from, where to take a child, and know about the one they are being training, understand the changes, be that beneath the body or be that external changes, all the changes, and know how to act in all these changes. Yeah.
So these are, we talked about the five elements of education that the parent should know about them.
Yeah.
And he or she, the parents, should also know about themselves as the educators. That's the sixth element.
Okay.
The person who is facilitating the change. I, as a parent, I'm a facilitator of change. I'm a catalyst of change. So I have to know about myself. What are my strong points? What are my weak points? What weak points do I have to be able to manage to become a good parent? So I have to start with my own weak points.
Okay, for example, if I have some weak points as a parent, I need to work upon them or I need to show off them very less in front of a child so that I can be a better educator.
So I have to become well-educated
okay.
myself. As I said, starting from the top, the higher level issues,
okay.
the bigger picture, coming down to this special issue. So I have to start working on my education, learning, reading books, referring to scholars,
okay.
specialists, professionals, talking to them, discussing with them.
And listening to Islamic upbringing.
Yes. And listening to Al-Islamic, maybe, yes. If
this program.
Alhamdulillah, yes. So, I mean, it's not just that when a parent is faced with a difficult situation that he should be coming to Islamic upbringing.
Okay.
No, it should be a sort of, not a formal class, but it should be at least a non-formal
Informal,
way of learning.
Yeah.
Non-formal is some when we're not looking for a degree or something.
Yeah.
But we need to understand. Now, informally, I read books. I may go to certain courses. I may attend some courses at least to get this knowledge.
Yeah.
Not just for the sake of a degree or something. It's just for the sake of myself and my children.
Yeah.
So I should be increasing my knowledge about myself and about the child. So this is working upon the knowledge aspect
All right.
of myself. As I said, starting from the top. The top has to be very important. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
If we want to become divinely inspired, spiritually motivated people, we have to start with a bigger picture.
All right.
The moment we start making a dichotomy between the relationship with God and the relationship with my children, and start separating it,
yeah,
that's where secularism sets in.
Yeah.
Or even maybe polytheism and shirk starts.
Okay.
That is very important to understand, that if I want to cut off my relationships with other human beings,
yeah,
from my relationship with Allah Almighty, that's the moment where it's either a separation of of religion from life, which is a secular thing.
Yeah.
For example, when you say, oh, I want to take education, go to a good college, but I want to learn about religion also, so I go to a madrasa.
All right.
That's the beginning of a secular dichotomy.
All right. So there's a very, but whatever you have to choose should be very tricky. You should have
it should
to
be starting from the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Everything should be divinely inspired. That is very important.
Yeah. We'll discuss more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, he who has a child must treat him in a childish manner.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about parents as educators and what kind of knowledge parents need to have in this regard. Yes.
Yes, thank you. So, as I was emphasizing before, the important challenge every human being has today, those of people of the faith, the mu'mineen, people who consider them to be the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi muslim,
yeah,
they have to be very careful. They have to be very sensitive,
yeah,
about this issue. That are we not becoming hypocrites, unfortunately, by trying to separate our relationship with Allah Almighty from our relationship with other human beings? Yes, as I said, I have accepted the fact, I have presented this fact, that special relationship with Allah Almighty is separate from my relationship with my children. But the general relationship which I have with Allah Almighty,
mm-hmm,
of ubudiyyah, of being his slave, of being in his service,
yeah,
that it covers my relationship with my children.
Children as well.
So if I want to have a pure intention, a sincerity of purpose,
yeah,
for the sake of Allah, then even that mindset has to start from the top and come down to this level where I'm taking care of my child with this in mind, that I want to make him a servant of God.
Okay.
Not a money-making machine.
Yes.
A triple M.
True.
Money-making machine. True. I'm looking, I've taken care of my children. I have given them food. I have given them clothes. I have sent them to a good school. I've maybe taken care of all their needs. Now, while I'm getting old, they should take care of mine.
All right. So because that's the mentality that's going on.
That is. I mean, it's nothing wrong to think that way, but it should be no.
You should not separate your relationship with Allah.
I mean, tomorrow, if you need your child, if the religion calls upon you for you and your child to give a sacrifice for the sake of religion, you should be prepared for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Professor Naqavi, for being with us. You're trying to say that in every sphere of life, wherever we go, wherever we are trying to educate our children, Allah should not be separated from our relationships. Allah should be there everywhere. And in case we did not attain proximity in our lives, we have to make sure that our children do attain that proximity. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.